Judges chapter 16, verse number 21. As you turn to that verse of the scripture, I want you to say out loud and clear, today is my day of deliverance. You're talking as if you don't believe it. Say, today is my day of deliverance. I don't know why God is doing this to us, but he knows better and best. So I'm just going to step out of the way and let God have his way. But the Philistines took him. Your enemy will not take you. I said, your enemy will not take you. But the Philistines took him. Now, this was a man that used to take the Philistines. But something happened and the Philistines took him. Ah, you will not be at the mercy of your enemy. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. Samson was captured. During the prayer session, we prayed about four or five prayer points, and the first of them went like this: Lord, let me not be captured. God spoke to me where I stood. He said, that's it. Build on that. You'll preach your sermon another time. There are many, many, many people in this room, but today is your day of release from captivity. I'm not going to preach. We are going to pray. We are going to do some warfare this morning. It's time for the prison shackles and the prison chains of your life, so you can move forward and be who God wants you to be and do what God wants you to do. Lord, let me not be captured. Listen to me, folks. If Samson can be captured, anybody can be captured. If Samson can end up in the prison house grinding for the enemy and doing sport for the enemy, anybody can be captured. What have you done that Samson did not do? But the enemies that captured Samson for months and for years were looking for him and looking for him and looking for him, looking for a day, an hour, a minute, a second, a chance to bring him down and to destroy him. Ah, those who are looking for you, they will not catch you. So I want to open your eyes and show you eyes that are shadowing you in the morning, shadow you, not find. Oh, they look for Samson, they found him. The Philistines took him. Oh, God. Oh, God. They took him and put out his eyes. They captured him. They captured him. When you are captured, you are at the mercy of your enemies. When you are captured, your freedom is taken away from you. When you are captured, my God, my God, you will go where you never dreamt you will go. You will be taken to where you never expected you'll be taken to. Unfortunately, you will, ladies and gentlemen, do things you never dreamt you will do. You will eat meals you never thought you will eat. You will find yourself among companions that you will never find yourself. The people that used to run away from you, the people people that used to be afraid of you, one that is scared and afraid of them, and you are doing sport, and you will begin to remember, I remember when these people couldn't do this to me. I remember when I used to be Lord and Master over them. I pray for you this morning that things will not change for the worse for you. I said things will not change for the worse for you. Those who are afraid of you today, be after tomorrow. Those who are looking and wishing that you will be captured and destroyed, they will not succeed in your life. Rise up on your feet. 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 Something is going to happen to you this morning. Every area of captivity in your life, the Lord will deliver you. The Lord will rescue you. I got 3 pages of sermon to preach this morning. But this is more important. Has set aside that this very Sunday will be your Sunday. The angels are already in this place. The hosts of heaven are already in this building. If you don't get delivered, it is not their fault. You will be delivered this morning. I said you will be delivered this morning. I will be delivered this morning. Every area that I've been held in captivity, everything that belongs to me that the enemy has kept and tied up, they will be released this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. The Philistines took him. The Philistines took him. What is that if not going into captivity? I want you to confess with your mouth, I refuse to be captured. Open your mouth and make that confession right now. I refuse to be captured. 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 I refuse for my health to be captured. I refuse for my finances to be captured. I refuse for my wife, for my children to be captured. I refuse for my destiny to be captured. I refuse for my business to be captured. I refuse for my mind to be captured. I refuse for everything that belongs to me. I refuse to be captured. I refuse to be captured. Open your mouth and make that confession. I refuse to be captured. I refuse to be captured. Oh God. Oh God. Captured. I refuse to be captured. I refuse to be captured. In Jesus' name we pray. There are people here this morning. I know what I'm talking about. Many, many people, a high percentage of us, our prayer lives have been captured. It's not that you don't want to pray. You just find it hard to pray. And the Lord will release your prayer life. I said the Lord will release your prayer life. Say, oh Lord, my Father, release my prayer life. Of Jesus. Oh Lord, release my prayer life. Oh Lord, release my prayer life from the land of captivity. Release my prayer life. Release my prayer life from the land of captivity. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, and release my prayer life, oh God, from the land of captivity. Where my prayer life has been bound up, locked up, and tied up. Release it from captivity. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord God Almighty, release my prayer life from captivity. In the mighty name of Jesus, release my prayer life from the land of captivity. In the name of Jesus, release my prayer life from the land of captivity. In the name, pray, 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 pray. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord this morning. Oh God, release my prayer life this morning from the land of captivity. In the mighty name of Jesus. Release my prayer life. Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Say, oh Lord, release my spiritual life from every area of captivity. Open your in the name of Jesus. Father, let every area of my spiritual life, I don't have any life other than my spiritual life. I don't have any strength other than my spiritual life. Oh God, release my spiritual life. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Release my spiritual life, God, from the land of captivity. In the mighty name of Jesus, release my spiritual life from the land of captivity, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Instrument of captivity. In Jesus' name we pray. There is always an agent that the enemy uses to take you into captivity. In the case of Samson, it was a pretty girl called Delilah. I don't know the instrumentality in the hand of the enemy. I don't know the agent in the hand of the enemy. But we are going to decree this morning that every agent, every instrument of captivity operating in your life, they must die. You don't know how serious this thing is. Say, every agent of captivity, every instrument of captivity operating in my life, die! Open your mouth and pray unto my God. Father, every instrumentality of captivity, every agent of captivity working in my life, bringing me into bondage, bringing me into captivity. Oh Lord, exterminate them, exterminate them, exterminate them, exterminate them, exterminate them. Every instrumentality, oh Lord, kill them, move 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 them. Every agent of captivity, every instrumentality of captivity walking in my life. Oh God, move them. 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 Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth. Every agent of captivity. Every agent of captivity. Every agent of captivity walking in my life. Move them out. 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 Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Every agent of captivity. Every agent of captivity. Captivity walking in my life. Every instrumentality of captivity. You must die. 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 Move out. 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 Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Yay! Lord, have mercy on me. Yay! 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 Every agent of captivity operating around my life. Die, 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 die. Yes, Lord. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every Delilah in my life, move out now. Open your mouth and pray, oh God. Move the Delilahs out. Move the Delilahs out. Don't let me be sent into captivity through them. Move the Delilahs out. Delilah, move out. Delilah, get 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 out. I don't know who Delilah is. I don't know what Delilah is. But Delilah was the instrument. Every instrumentality of sending me into captivity. Move out, 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 move out. Move out in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of Delilah. Every spirit of Delilah. In Jesus' mighty, 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 mighty name we pray. I decree for you this afternoon that every spirit of Delilah operating in your life to keep you from getting where God wants you to get to. The spirit of Delilah, I command you to move out. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. It wasn't Delilah's fault alone. The flesh of Samson also contributed to the captivity. I want you to decree this morning. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Ah, Jesus. I don't know why we're praying this prayer this morning, but God saw it fit to ambush us this morning so he can bless us. Say, oh Lord, my Father, don't allow my flesh to send me into the land of captivity. Open your mouth and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let my flesh do it. Don't allow my flesh. Don't allow my flesh, Lord. Don't allow my flesh to send me out into the land of captivity. In the mighty name of Jesus. Don't allow my flesh to send me into the land of captivity. Deliver me from my flesh. 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 Pray, 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 pray. Don't let my flesh send me into the land of captivity in the name of Jesus. Father, have mercy upon me this morning. Don't let my flesh send me into the land of captivity in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, don't let my flesh send me into the yes. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And let's pray that original prayer again. Say, oh Lord, let me not be captured. Open your mouth and pray that prayer again in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let me not be captured. 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 Yay! Lord, let me not be captured. Let me not be captured physically. Let me not be captured matrimonially. Let me not be captured financially. Let me not be captured emotionally. Oh God, let me not be captured. 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 Oh God. Yay! Yay! In Jesus' mighty, mighty, mighty name we pray. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says he tore her all his heart. He tore her all his heart. Ah, say, oh Lord, my Father, don't let my mouth send me into the land of captivity. Open your mouth and pray right now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, don't let my mouth send me into the land of captivity. Oh Lord, don't let my mouth send me into the land of captivity. Oh God, don't let what I say, don't let how I say it, don't let who I say it to send me into the land of captivity. Lord, sanctify my mouth, control my mouth in the name of Jesus. Sanctify my mouth, control my mouth. Oh Lord, don't let my mouth send me into the land of captivity in the name of Jesus. Control what I say. Control who I say it to. Control how I say it in the name of Jesus. Don't let my mouth send me, Lord, into the land of captivity in the name of pray, 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 pray. Lord, don't let my mouth send me into the land of captivity. In the mighty name of Jesus, don't let my mouth send me into the land of captivity. In the name of Jesus, don't let my mouth send me into the land of captivity. In the name of... In Jesus' name we pray. And he woke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. The Holy Ghost stepped out of his life. Say, oh, Holy Ghost, don't step out of my life. open your mouth and pray, hey, Holy Ghost, please don't step out of my life. Don't step out of my life. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, don't step out of my life. Please don't step out of my life. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, don't set out of my life. Don't step out of my life. Don't step out of my life. Spirit of God, Spirit of God, my mama. Oh, Spirit of the living God, don't step out of my life. Don't step out of my life. Please stay with me. Please stand by me. Please strengthen me. In the name of Kosita Hasha. Holy Ghost, don't step out of my life. Don't step out of my life. Don't step out of my life. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Don't step out of my life. Lord Jesus. My God, have mercy on us. My God, have mercy on us. Don't step out of my life, Holy Ghost. Don't step out of my life, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. When the Holy Spirit stepped out, the evil spirit stepped in. God, my Lord, God left Samson to the will of his enemies. Ah, says Spirit of the living God, please don't leave me to the will of my enemies. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, don't leave me to the will of my enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of God, don't leave me to the will of my enemies. Don't leave me to the desires of my enemies. Don't leave me to the plans of my enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus. Don't leave me to the will of my enemies. In the name of Jesus Christ. Don't leave me to the will of my enemies. Don't leave me to the desires of my enemies. Don't leave me to what my enemies want. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord my God. Don't leave me to the will of my enemies. In the Rabokosikalash. Don't leave me to the will of my enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God, oh Spirit of God, don't leave me to the will of my enemies. In Jesus' name we pray. But the Philistines took him. Your enemies will not take you. They've been watching him for days, for months, for years. And the day came that they succeeded. Ah, your enemies will not succeed. No matter how hard they try, the Lord will protect you so that your enemies will not take you. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord. Say, oh Lord. Say, oh Lord. Say, please, don't let my enemies take me. Don't let my enemies take me. Say it again. Don't let my enemies take me. Stop. You don't understand what I'm saying. It is those who enemies have taken that appreciate what I'm talking about. People who used to be strong, who used to be mighty, who used to do exploits, who used to cut down, who used to pull up, and suddenly they are taken. They are the ones who understand this prayer. So if the enemy has not taken you, I congratulate you. But if the enemy has taken you, they will release you this afternoon. I say, oh Lord, say, have mercy on me. Don't let my enemies take me. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in that name. Lord, please, 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 please. Don't let my enemies take me. Don't let my enemies take me. Don't let my enemies take me. I have so many of them. They are looking for my downfall. They have so many of them. I have so many of them. They are all over the places. They want to take me. Oh Lord, don't let them take me. Oh Lord, don't let them take me. Even when I do foolishly, even when I do stupidly, Lord, just have mercy on me. God, just have mercy on me. Don't let them take me. Don't let them take me. Don't let them take me. Oh God, no matter what I go, no matter what I do, just have mercy on me. Don't let my enemies take 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 me. Lord, 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 don't let my enemies take me. Don't let my enemies take me. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray that prayer three times. If there's any prayer you need to pray every day you step out of your house, it's, Lord, I'm going out today. Don't let my enemies take me. Say, oh Lord, here I am. Please, don't let my enemies take me. Say, oh Lord, here I am. Say, please, don't let my enemies capture me. One more time. Say, oh Lord, here I am. I have no strength other than your strength. Say, oh Lord, don't let my enemies take me. In Jesus' name we pray. Your enemies will not take you. I said your enemies will not take you. I said your enemies will not take you. Hey, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. There are people who pray more than you pray, read Bible more than you read Bible, have been Christian for long, but when the enemies are watching you, when enemies are watching you, before you realize, say, yeah, they got me. Yeah, they got me. Yeah, they got me. Say, oh Lord, say, no matter what, don't let my enemies capture me. Open your mouth and pray that prayer, Lord Jesus. Oh God, don't give me to the will of my enemies. Don't let them take me. They took something. They took something. They took something. Don't let them take me. Oh God, they took something. They took something. They took something. Oh God, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Don't let my enemies take me. Lord, don't let them take me. Don't let them take me. Don't let them take me. Don't let my enemies 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 take me. In Jesus' name we pray. Ladies and gentlemen, I know what I'm talking about. But I'm not preaching. I just want us to pray. So I want to talk less. But I know what I'm talking about. I know what it means for a person to be a Samson, a mighty, mighty, mighty man of valor, a man that was filled with the Holy Ghost when he was young. And yet, these wicked people, they took him and destroyed him. You will not be destroyed. You will not be taken. If you know where your enemies go, they will not stop anywhere. They will go to any length. But no matter what length they go to, your enemies will not take you. Your enemies will not take you. You know what I pray? That God will overlook your foolishness. That God will overlook your foolishness. That God will overlook your weakness. That God will overlook your powerlessness and still have mercy on you in the name of Jesus. They took something. They took something. Mighty, mighty man of valor. They took him, they reduced him to a piece of bread. And they took away his eyes. And they told my representative of God to be dancing for them. And you know what else they did? They were giving thanks to their God. They said, our God has delivered Samson into our hands. We are going to pray that your enemies will not rejoice over you. You don't hear what I said. I said your enemies will not rejoice over you. When they plan for you and you lose your job, they will rejoice over you. When they plan for you and you lose your business, and you lose your house, and you lose your wife, and you lose your children, and you lose your health, they will rejoice over you. But by the grace of God, every single one of you in this room this morning, your enemies will not rejoice over you. Say, oh Lord, my Father, don't allow my enemies to rejoice over me. Pray. Oh God, let them not rejoice over me. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, let them not rejoice over me. Let my enemies not rejoice over me. Let my enemies not rejoice over me. Let my enemies not rejoice over me. Yea, let my enemies not rejoice over me. Let my enemies not rejoice over me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I don't know why God is leading us, how he's leading us this morning. But I know he brought you here this morning to deliver you. I know he brought you here this morning to set you free. I know he brought you here this morning to rescue you. Enough is enough for the rejoicing in the camp of the Philistines. Enough is enough. When you don't have a child, there are people that will rejoice. When you don't have a house, there are people that will rejoice. You don't have a job, there are people who will rejoice. You don't have a husband or a wife, there are people who will rejoice. The rejoicing must come to an end in the camp of your enemies, in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, every rejoicing in the camp of my enemy, come to an end now. Open your mouth and pray. Father God, let it stop, let it stop, let it stop, let it stop. Let it stop. Let it stop. Let it stop. Oh God, let it stop. In the name of Jesus, let it stop. In the name of Jesus, every rejoicing in the realm of the spirit, in the camp of my enemies, let it stop, oh God. Let it stop. In the name of Jesus, let it stop. Lord, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I didn't hear your amen. I said I didn't hear your amen. Amen means so let it be. I didn't hear your amen. I didn't hear your amen. It shall be so for you in Jesus' name. The Bible says they took Samson and they took out his eyes. The eyes, they are the lamp of the body. When the eye is gone, what is left? I wanted to pray this morning. Say, oh Lord, my Father, make it impossible for my enemies to take out my eyes. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, don't let them take out my eyes. Father, don't let them take out my eyes. Father, don't let them take my eyes. My eyes. Let them not take out my eyes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 You are delivered in Jesus' name. A lady met me here about 3 or 4 years ago. She told me that the day she enrolled into witchcraft, they took her to a place and they had chains that they tied around their captives, and they tied them to trees. And she asked them, as they were about to do the initiation for her, who are these? And they said, that's the one who cannot have a baby. We chain her down. That's the one who cannot pass an exam. We chain him down. That's the one who cannot do this. We chain them down. Unless something comes and breaks the chain, they will die without realizing their goal. She told me right here in the front seat. Listen, they took Samson. And the Bible says they bound him with fetters of brass. I don't know what has you bound. I don't know what has you tied. But before you leave this place this morning, if God is still God, if he's the one that says, call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not, the fetters on your life must be broken this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, every fetter of brass keeping me in the house of bondage, say, be broken in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Every fetter, every chain of brass keeping me in the house of captivity, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. Open your mouth, break it, break it, break it, break it, break it. Every fetter, every chain, every shackle keeping me in the house of bondage, oh Lord, break them, oh Lord, break them, oh Lord, break them, oh Lord, break them, oh Lord, break them in the name of Jesus. Come and pray. Come on and pray. Every fetter, every chain, every shackle, every fetter, every chain, every shackle keeping me in the house of captivity, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. Chain, be broken. Shackles, be broken. Chains, be broken. Shackles, be broken in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be broken 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 in the name of Jesus. Every shackle, every chain tying me down in the house of captivity, I break you, I break you, I break you, break you, I break you, I break you from my leg, I break you from my neck, I break you from my hand, I break you from my waist, I break you from my womb, I break you from my heart, I break you from my lungs, I break you from my liver in the name of Jesus, I break you from my kidneys in the name of Jesus, I break you from my finances, break it, break it, break it, break it, break it, people, break it, people, break it. Break it this morning. In the name of Jesus, command it to be broken. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. The source. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name we pray. Howbeit, we're beginning to get to the last part. Now, this is the second part. This is a good part. God is a merciful God. Did you hear what I said? I said, God is who? May his mercy not depart from you. May his mercy not depart from your family. May his mercy not depart from your life. As long as you have the mercy of God, you will recover in the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, say, by your mercy, I shall recover. Say that, by your mercy, I shall recover. Open your mouth and decree it. By your mercy, I shall recover. By your mercy, I shall recover. By your mercy, I shall recover. Yes, I shall recover. I shall recover. I shall recover by the mercy of God. Not by my prayerfulness, not by my holiness, but by your mercy, I shall recover. I shall recover. I shall recover. By your mercy, I shall recover. By your mercy, recover. By his mercy, by his mercy, I shall recover. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen, how be it, the hair of his head began to grow. Ah, did you hear that? Doesn't that sound like good news? The hair of his head began to grow. Eh? That's the source of his power. They took it out. But God said, I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back. Everything they took from you, he's bringing it back. Everything they stole from you, he's bringing it back. Everything they shaved from you, he's bringing it back. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, my Father, let every source of power that they have taken from me begin to resurface. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer right now. Every source of power that they have taken from me, let it begin to resurface. Let it begin to resurface. Let it begin to come back. Let it begin to come back. Let it begin to come back. Every source of power, every source of anointing, every source of grace, every source of strength that my enemies have taken from me, let it begin to resurface. Let it begin to resurface. Let it begin to come back. Let it begin to resurface in the name of Jesus. Let it begin to be restored in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, restore, oh Lord, restore, oh Lord, restore, oh Lord, restore, restore them, restore them, restore them. Everything they have taken, everything they have shaped, oh God, take it back, bring 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 it back, in the name of Jesus. Restore them, Holy Ghost, restore them, Holy Ghost, restore them, Holy Ghost, restore them. Every power, every anointing, every strength, every grace, every power, every grace, every anointing, every source of power in my life that they have taken away from me. Oh Lord, restore them, 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 in the name of Jesus, restore them. Yea. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's begin to round up. Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me. Remember me. Say, O Lord my God, please remember me. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, please remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Don't push me aside. Don't forget me. Yes. Yes. Oh Lord, remember me. Oh Lord, remember me. Oh Lord. Oh Lord, remember me. Remember me. Remember your word to me. Remember your promises to me. Remember your destiny for my life. Oh Lord, remember me. Remember me. Remember me. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name we pray. Two prayers Samson prayed. He said, oh Lord, remember me. And he said, oh Lord, strengthen me. Strengthen me. How many of us are strong? We are not strong. Our strength is in him. Say, oh Lord, my strength. Strengthen me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and plead with him in the name. Lord, please strengthen me. Lord, please strengthen me. Lord God. Lord, give me strength this afternoon. Oh Lord, my strength. Give me physical strength. Give me spiritual strength. Give me prayer strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Give me strength to love you. Give me strength not to give myself over to the will of the enemy. Oh Lord, give me strength. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to raise your hand towards me. I want to pray for you. Let me tell you something. None of us is strong except for the strength of the Lord. But if God gives us strength, people will think we are some magicians or something. Where you are weak this morning, God will give you strength. Those of you who they say you cannot have children, God will give you strength to have children. Those of you who are dealing with people on your job, wicked people, God will give you strength to overcome them. Those of you who are having problems and you don't even know how you will pass your exam, God will give you strength to pass your exam. What area do we not need strength? Some of you are in business. You are competing with people that have 10 times the capital that you have. How will you make it? The strength of God will enable you to make it. Stretch out your hand. O thou strength of Israel. We stretch our hands to you this morning. By strength shall no man prevail, because we have no strength of our own. But if you give us your strength, then we are more than conquerors. I pray for these men and women this morning. Father, from the humility of their hearts, they are saying, Lord, without you, we can do nothing. Every single one in this place, including myself, who is interceding on their behalf, we are weaklings that have no strength. But we thank you, because when we were without strength, Jesus came and died for us. I pray for everyone in this room this morning. In every area where you need strength, receive strength now. Receive strength now. Receive strength now. Receive strength now. In the name of Jesus. Strength that will amaze your enemies. Strength that will amaze you yourself. Strength that will take you to the place of permanent victory. In the name of Jesus. Every area where you are weak, I command that the strength of God will come in right now in the name of Jesus. Leave this place today in the might of the Lord, in the strength of the Lord, doing what you never thought you could do, having what you never thought you could have, being who you never thought you could be, in the mighty name of Jesus. From this day, weakness will no more be in the dictionary of your life. From this day, the strength of God, sent down by the angels of God, may it be your portion in the name of Jesus. Oh, as many of you as your strength has been depleted, and you are crying and say, God, help me. God, help me. God, help me. Receive that help now in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you because there is no weak person in this place any longer. Lord, I thank you because there is no weak person in this place any longer. Lord, I thank you because there is no weak person in this place any longer. In the name of Jesus. 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 Finally. And Samson said, yeah, let me die with my enemies. Let me die with the Philistines. And he died with the Philistines. Folks, if your enemies want to die, let them die. You understand me? You still have many more years before you to do what God wants you to do, to be who God wants you to be, in the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, if my enemies want to die, let them die. But I will not die with my enemies, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer right now in the name of Jesus. I refuse to die with my enemies. I will not die. I will live. I will not die in the land of captivity. I will not die in the land of captivity. I will not die in the land of captivity. In the name of Jesus.
We will not die. Physically, we will not die. Financially, we will not die. Emotionally, we will not die. Prayerfully, we will not die. Oh, Lord God, spiritually, we will not die. We will not die. Professionally, we will not die. If enemy wants to die, he can go and die. In the ministry, we will not die. In the power of God, we will not die. In the anointing of God, we will not die. Our prayer life, we will not die. This ministry, we will not die. If our enemy wants to die, they can die. In Jesus' mighty, mighty, mighty name, we pray. Amen. I don't hear your amen. I don't hear your amen. Shall we just thank the Lord for what he has done? Shall we just glorify his name? Shall we just thank him? Shall we just thank him? Shall we magnify his name? Shall we thank him? Shall we glorify him? In the name of Jesus. Shall we thank him? Shall we magnify his name? Shall we thank him? 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 Shall we magnify his name? Shall we thank him? Shall we thank him? Shall we thank him? Shall we magnify his name? In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Our God and our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you very much because your spirit is leading and is directing. Thank you for the prayer that you have prayed. Oh Lord God, that you minister to your servant, that this money is not for sermon, that this money is for us to be released from captivity. Oh Lord God, uncountable feathers, uncountable handcuffs, uncountable chains that the angels are taking now from our hands, from our legs. Father, we thank you. Cancer is being taken out. Tumors is being taken out. Poverty is being taken out. Barrenness is being taken out. Problem is being taken out. Death is being taken out. Lord, we just thank you. Father, I will thank you because we belong to this church. Father, we magnify your name. We honor your name. Yes. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, tell your neighbor, look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Heal my body. Touch my mind. He saved me. Boy, There's no one like Jehovah. 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 No, no. There's no one like Jehovah. That's 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 no one like Jehovah. Sing one more time, saying that's no one like Jehovah.
That's no one like Jehovah.
Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord and give him some praise. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Lord, we bless you, Lord. Tell your neighbors there's no one like Jehovah. No one can bring you out like the Lord. No one can set you free like the Lord. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. He's the God of freedom, yeah. He's the God of freedom, yeah, yeah. He's the God of restoration, yeah, yeah. Come on, put your hands together, say it. There's no one like Jehovah. There's no one like Jehovah. There's no one like Jehovah. Hey, there's no one like Jehovah. There's no one like Jehovah. There's no one like Jehovah. That's no, come on, rejoice. Say, there's no one like Jehovah. There's no one like Jehovah. There's no one like Jehovah. No, 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 that's no one. No, 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 no. Oh, yeah, that's no one like Jehovah. 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 That's one more time.
One more time.
There's no one like Jehovah. 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 Hallelujah.
Put your hands together and give. Oh, give the Lord a big hand this morning. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I'm free. Say loud and clear, I'm free from the land of captivity. Say, I am free in the name of Jesus. I decree that you are free. I decree that in every area of your life you are free. I decree that as you walk out of this place, you walk out a free man, a free woman, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree that you will never be brought into the land of bondage any longer. You will never be brought into the land of captivity any longer. In the mighty name of Jesus, anyone who tries to bring you into bondage will die in bondage. in the name of Jesus. Go free all the days of your life. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand.